So my name is Mary. I am a compulsive overeater, and I'm going to do two things in the time that I have been allowed. One of them is I'm going to share, and then I'm going to do a brief guided meditation for probably about 5 minutes. And so I hope that you would work with me and pray for me. All right. So I love, love, love this topic of gratitude. And I was thinking really about 2021 when I got sick with sepsis and almost lost my life. You know, my organs were shutting down and I didn't know how close I was to death. I had pricked my finger and I had gotten an infection. But I just thought it was a bug or something, laid around for a couple of days, and I should have asked somebody to time me. And so I laid around for a couple of days, and things got worse. And finally, when I didn't go to church that Sunday, my children insisted that I go to the emergency room. And when I went to the emergency room, they decided to keep me. Now, this is all still in COVID mode. And so I was really, really afraid of getting infected. It seemed like thousands of people were in the hospital, and they were all coughing and all sick. And I didn't have COVID, but I was afraid of getting it. And they kept me in the emergency waiting area actually for 3 days because they didn't have a bed to take me to. And I can remember turning my face to the wall, and when I should have been praying, and I was just thinking, this is it. This is how my life is going to end. And I'm just grateful to God that it was not the end of my life. They were able to pump those antibiotics into my body and to arrest what was going on. And part of the problem is that I have a deficiency with my white blood cells. The white blood cell count ranges somewhere from 3 point something to 11. Well, my white blood cell count was 1.5. I was, you know, and I could not get any kind of infection at all. Anything would have taken me out of this world. And so they decided to send me home, which was probably the safest thing for me. Because every time someone entered my room, when they finally did get me into a room, they had to change their outer clothes into, you know, the scrubs or whatever, so that there would be no transfer of infection. So anyway, as I said, as I'm looking back over all of that, I'm just reminded of how far I have come, how good God has been in my life, and gratitude really has poured from my life. This whole thing about prayer and meditation has been a game changer for me. It is now a part of my everyday life. But I want to say quickly is that, you know, I had to really find a God who I could turn my will and my life over to before I could even get into prayer and meditation. The kind of God that I had was one who sat on high, who was getting ready to squash me at any minute because all the stuff I had screwed up and done wrong. Well, guess what? That is not the kind of God that I would turn my will and my life over to. I didn't trust him to do the right thing for me. I didn't think that he cared anything about how I ate. None of that I thought mattered to him. And so that was not a person that I was willing to turn my will and life over to. So I really hadn't taken step three in its entirety. But once I was able to fire that God, somebody told me, well, fire that God and get one of your own understanding. And once I was able to do that, then I was able to turn my will and my life over to him. And then a daily quiet time became a part of my life that I wouldn't change for anything in this world. It is the most important thing. When my feet hit the floor in the morning, I give thanks to God. And especially today, when I knew I had so much to do, the first thing I did was got on my knees and thanked him for this day, asked him to bless this meeting so that we would have a time together that would prepare us for whatever else the rest of the day we would encounter. So I know I've probably gone over the time that I needed to for that part. So what I want to do now is ask you to, if you would just close your eyes with me. And I want you to take a deep breath in for a count of four, hold it for two, and then exhale for four. So let's start. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold it. One, two. Now exhale. One, two, three, four. Now this time I want you to take a deeper inhale. One, two, three, four, and hold it. One, two. Now exhale. One, two, three, four. And the last time, this time I want you to fill your lungs completely. Deep inhale. One, two, three, four. Now hold it. One, two. Now exhale and expel all of that negative energy. One, two, three, four. Now I want you to resume your normal breathing. And if you want to, please continue to have your eyes closed or have your gaze looking downward. Now, this time, what we're going to do is a loving kindness meditation. So I want you to take your right hand and I want you to place it over your heart. And for a moment, I just want you to feel that heartbeat. We're going to start this loving kindness with ourselves. I want you to say the phrases that I'm getting ready to say. May you find joy. May you be healthy. May you find peace. May your soul be at rest. Now think about that for just 1 minute. And as you continue to feel your heart beating, I want you to think now of someone that you are grateful for, someone who is in your life that you care tremendously about. And I want you to say those four phrases to them. Keep them in your mind's eye and say, may you find joy. May you be healthy. May you find peace. May your soul be at rest. And one final time, I want you to picture someone in your mind's eye that is in this fellowship. Maybe it was the person that introduced you to OA. Maybe it was your first sponsor. Maybe it was just someone that you have loved on this journey. Picture them in your mind's eye. Give thanks for them right now. And let us say those same four affirmations to them. May you find joy. May you be healthy. May you find peace. May your soul be at rest. Now, finally, we're going to take one more deep breath as we bring this meditation to a close. Breathe in deeply. One, two, three, four. Hold it. One, two. Now expel the air from your lungs. One, two, three, four. Now return to your normal breathing. And now you may open your eyes and get reacquainted with your environment, your situation, wherever you are. And I want to thank you for spending this time together with us. Now, we also, at this point, would do the seventh step prayer. So let me find that for you. And if you would just stay muted and say it along with me, it's at the bottom of the screen. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Now we'll open the floor for sharing for 3 minutes. I'd like to